はチュさん。
こんにちは、キュリさんナンバーワン。
お元気ですか？
ですかか？
元気です。
元気です。
That means good afternoon and welcome to the podcast.
ありがとうさん。
はい。
はい。
Wow.Where am I?
Holly's Cafe.
That's always the question I need to know.
Where am I?
I think it's like, wa TC, wa Dasuka. Where am I? Where is I?
We were in the Zen Buddhist garden.
Yeah, we were earlier at least. In Kyoto.
Kyoto.
Kyoto, Japan.
Kyoto, Japan.
It's in the western part of Japan. This is midway.
Kansai region.
Kansai, the hot summer.Here. But it's actually beautiful fall.
It is beautiful.
The leaves are changing to vibrant colors.
Japanese maple are turning flaming red.
Yep.
Very pretty.
We're having a much better day than yesterday.
Yeah. We had a good night last night, but our afternoon was
pretty bad.
Difficult. Lots of walking and no pay off.
Yeah. We even podcasted, but it didn't record. I screwed it up.
That's
but today is much better.
And it's sunny today. Yesterday was gray and cloudy. And it wasn't
it's
nice.
Telling how we got to Kyoto really quick.
Oh, because our podcast got deleted. We left Tokyo yesterday on the bullet train.
Yeah.
Nozomi.
What did we do before that?
We went to the Imperial Palace near in Chiyoroku.
Yeah, we were a little early, so we had coffee and waited for the gate to open.
We went to the gate.
There was a whole bunch of runners waiting outside to sprint through it as soon as the gate opened.
That's right.
And tell me about the garden.
It was had a gigantic wall, like the Great Wall of Japan. And it had a palace that you could not see. Because the Emperor was found to be assassinated.
I guess not. The wall was huge. It was kind of like, it reminds me of like a pyramid in this way the bricks
look. Maybe. I've never seen a pyramid in person.
Well, just kind of like how it slanted up with
huge
bricks.
Yeah, it was very well made.
Yeah. But it wasn't like sand brick.
And
it was like
some
stone.
Nice trees.
Yeah.
Japanese elm.
There's a lot of places even here in Kyoto that has like a small pond with little islands and a tree on them all over. It had one of those there, which is kind of like Kyoto's temples.
The Golden Pond.
Yeah, and they have a lot of interesting pine trees, which kind of like were trimmed
to look like poodles. Pulled with wires to make them grow in certain angles, certain directions for the most chi possible.
Resist the monkey. Embrace the tree.
Do you want to go to the monkey forest? I know you like monkeys.
So it was good. We walked around the garden and walked into the middle of this great courtyard, whatever it's called. Courtyard thing.
Courtyard.
And then you kind of mingled
the
in
tower.
With this. Yeah, it looked like an Aztec temple, you know, where you
and
climb
you
the steps.
The very top of the emperor's palace.
Yeah, and just above the trees. There was a bunch of tourists. They were all 5 foot or shorter, wearing green jackets. And they all, you know, huddled right around the corner where you could see the top of the emperor's palace. They're like, oh!
Hiya.
Konnichiwa. So, we did that. Tracy was disappointed we couldn't see more of it.
Yeah, I didn't realize you couldn't see it until we got there.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We've seen plenty of temples today.
We only spent like a half an hour there before we got on the bullet train. Checked out of the hostel. Sakura Hostel.
Sakura Hostel. Jimbocho.
I like Jimbocho. It was nice to stay.
It was good. It was very relaxed.
But we're not in Tokyo anymore.
We're now in Kyoto.
We jetted. How did we get to Kyoto? Bullet train.
Took the bullet train.
Right. And then what did we do along the way?
We saw Mount Fuji.
We did have a really good view of Mount Fuji to the north.
And we went 300 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
We went
through
Nagoya and Yokohama, which is Chinatown of Tokyo.
Yeah.
And we had our beers and rice balls.
Yeah, we did have rice balls. It was alright.
It was alright.
It was a little sick. I felt a little sick later. That was like the beauty of the downhill.
I think it was just moving the train too.
Yeah.
And trying to read at the same time.
It like sways kind of subtly because it's going so fast. It's quiet.
It was a fast ride though.
It was quick.
It's normally 9 hours by regular train.
Yeah. Amtrak eat your heart out.
That's right.
Yeah. But Mount Fuji was beautiful.
Mount Fuji was beautiful.
It was nice to do that so we didn't have to do the Gray Line bust.
Yeah. Man. We went through all the mountains. It's pretty.
Yeah, and we arrived promptly on time and wandered around
Kyoto Station.
Yeah, which is really elaborate and fancy.
Had a little bit of difficulty finding our ryokan.
Yeah.
Because it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Or in the middle of everything.
We're actually staying at a ryokan rather than a hostel this time. Even though we've
Japanese
booked a hostel
style.
Room.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a hostel.
Yeah,
minimalist.
There's white people in there, so. Gaijinja.
Gaijinja.
Some people call us Gaijinja. Walking past the museum outside the temple.
Yeah.
There was the Science and Modern Art, whatever, museum in Imperial Gardens in Tokyo. And there's like a line for it. It was like 4,000 people long. Literally. It was like four blocks long.
Mm-hmm.
All through this temple.
That's crazy.
And they walked along and they're all like, Gaijinja, Gaijinja. Which means outside person, foreigner.
Yeah, that's the only time we've heard that, mostly.
Yeah, people have been really nice.
So yesterday, we walked around, trying to find the downtown, which I thought the map we got was deceiving.
Yeah.
It was a lot further than it was on the map. So we walked, we've asked a bunch of hotels, and they were helpful in speaking English to us and giving us direction.
Yeah.
And we found a cafe eventually and tried to do a podcast that did not turn out.
Yeah, it was kind of a crappy cafe.
Yeah, it was overpriced. And
it was a cafe to
but we did have a good meal last night.
Oh, I got then it started to turn.
Tenjodori or
Tenjodori. We walked around central Kyoto. Do you recommend doing that?
Oh, just to maybe see the Hangasami Temple. What we saw this morning.
Oh, you know, yeah. Look on your map here. See if you
it's
can
free.
Find the name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tracy looks, I'll tell you.
I can tell you the name.
We just kind of wandered around central Tokyo or Kyoto. And I don't recommend doing that.
Higashi Hongaiji Temple.
Most of the sites are on the outside of the temple. What's the name of it?
Higashi Hongaiji Temple. Oh, the Nishigi Temple's behind there. We still have to go see that one.
Oh, it's like four or five blocks. We can do that tomorrow morning.
Yeah, this one's open at 5:30. So we can actually go to that. We were up at 5:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Wondering.
Well, I went up at 5.
We were up at 5. We were out by like 5:30 or 5. I don't know what time it was.
Yeah, we're trying to start our days earlier so we have more sunlight.
That's right.
Since our time's all off anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the temples are pretty cool, but like most of the interesting things to see are around the perimeter of Tokyo to the north.
The foothills of the
west and to the east. So if you really want to see the sights, that's the way to go. And we learned that the subway is not too useful.
No,
because it doesn't go to any
subway.
Of the sites.
Just get a bus pass. The bus
yeah,
pass,
buy it in,
$5.
You can actually get the bus pass on the bus.
On the bus.
You just, they understand bus
Hallelujah.
Pass.
On the bus.
Yeah. Yeah, so that helped us quite a bit. After
that
we did that, there was a policeman this morning who practically just walked us all around for like 20
I know, he was
minutes.
So nice. He ran down the street with us to find us the right bus.
Yeah. I don't know why people say people are hostile.
No, everyone's been super nice.
Way yeah. nicer in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they
even
really
at, when
us.
You were up taping those monks at the temple, some guy just stopped and asked me where I was from, and he said, welcome to Kyoto.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
I felt kind of sketchy going up there.
I know. I was like,
I know, as you were gone really fast.
It was like, no one else is going up there. The Japanese tourists would come up and look and then walk away.
Yeah.
But once you went up there, all these white people came over and started going up. Actually, two Australian people. And then more people went up there.
Yeah.
I think it was fine. It just was, it seemed like you were intruding upon their omi.
But it was right in the middle of the tourist area, and they had the thing where you open up. And
it's
you go
open.
There.
If
I think
it was,
we were supposed to go up there.
If it was open, then you could see it, obviously.
I think if it's open, you can go in. But because they're doing
you know, they
ceremony,
had the bamboo block off. You can't do a high jump over that and go in.
I know. Do you think? But they might have took it down normally. Because it's like a shrine, I guess.
Oh,
some
I think
people
so.
Threw some money in the shrine. I heard it in the background.
Yeah, think? I was watching them. They didn't do the clap there, though, for some
yeah.
reason. Must have been a different Tokyo Fujimaru.
Yeah, I actually did record some of the ohms, O, H, and M, I think, are the sounds for some reason. I don't remember how that goes. Wait, was that Zen Buddhism or was that
Shintoism?
That's
Shintoism? How you spell Om. Om is spelled O-H-M.
Not like the electrical current.
No,
thing.
That's how you spell it when you do Om.
Yeah, but there's three sounds. So they do three sounds.
Doing different tones or different.
I can't remember it's three sounds.
We'd have to read the religion section of my book.
That was Zen.
Buddhist.
Buddhist. Because one temple was Zen, they had the rock garden.
That was definitely Zen. Temples are for Buddhists and shrines are for Shinto.
Ah.
I don't know if we've been to shrines. Well, we've walked by, so shrines are usually smaller. The temples are the really big things.
What's the difference between Zen and Buddhism?
Zen is a type of Buddhism.
It's just a phone.
Yeah.
Branch.
Right. There's Zen Buddhists and there's like Shingon Hill Buddhists.
I actually recorded the openings, and I'll put those into the podcast.
We can do a new opening.
Maybe I'll do a break and open this in. Maybe we'll make it to some of the other towns later. We got this map here. We got a bus map, which helped quite a bit.
That's helpful, yeah.
You really need to plan out where you're going to go ahead of time for Kyoto.
That's right. You can't just get off and get on a subway and go, like, Tokyo was easy.
Tokyo was so easy.
It was easier than Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well. We're managing.
Yeah, we're actually doing
really
good
today.
We had a great morning.
We did have a great morning.
The guy helped us a lot. We were stressed out in the very morning.
That was because everything was closed and we just wanted to get some coffee.
We couldn't even get a coffee. This town doesn't open until 7.
Yeah, so tomorrow maybe not 5:30. Maybe half an hour later.
I think that's fine. We can walk to that other temple.
We can walk to that temple, or we can take a bus somewhere.
And we can buy a bus pass right on the bus.
Right. So we can go ahead somewhere that's further away.
Hi.
Yeah.
So, what temples did we see today?
Well, we saw the most famous one in all of Japan, supposedly, called the Kinkaju.
It's smaller than I thought it would be.
Oh,
it's gold-plated.
Where is that at? Kinkaju.
Yeah.
Here it is, Kinkaju.
Yeah. We took the bus there. What bus did we take?
We took bus 12.
We took the 12 bus north, and we got off. All the bus stops stop right in front of the temples.
That was nice.
And we noticed that 12 was good because you can ride all three, or 56 was all fine, or 59.
Ah, here we go, Kinkaju right here.
Yeah, 59 and 12.
The also known as Golden Pavilion.
Yeah, literally.
It is a gold-plated temple.
Yeah.
With a bazillion tourists. We got there right when it
opened
at 9 a.m.
Oh my gosh, there were so many people there.
It reminded me of Banff, like herds of Japanese tourists.
After it opened, it was fine.
And then it was fine,
yeah. Because people only spend like 10 minutes there. It's like in and out. But then they go to other temples too, I think.
That's right.
But they all start there and then work their way around. So that's a good way to go.
Yep. Then we took the bus down.
Yeah.
It was a peaceful bus ride through the mountain.
Yeah, the bus ride there was pretty fun.
There was a
whole bunch of school students on the bus.
Wyatt was getting his kicks, flirting with the little
I was flirting with the 17-year-old
tourists. All of a sudden I look over and he's carrying on conversations with them.
Yeah. I'm learning my Japanese.
They wouldn't know if I was your girlfriend. That's good. They know what's up.
They were disappointed.
I know, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Maybe you're 10 years older than they are.
I know, literally. I'm 27.
They were very nice.
Yeah, they told us not to go to this other area.
Yeah.
Where is it called?
They ended up going to the same place we were. I thought they were going to school, but they were going to the temple too.
Yeah, it's Friday here.
Friday must be like go to the temple.
16th of November.
Right. 2006.
Remember, 5th of November.
Yeah.
So the temple was kind of cool. You go through the main gate, and there's this big lake in front of the temple, and it's gold inside it, and it's really beautiful. And you walk around, there's like little streams and waterfalls and little Japanese shrines all over the place.
400 yen to enter, which was okay.
I thought it was okay.
It was okay price. I would prefer it to be free, but it can't always be free.
I think it's equivalent to a latte.
Yeah. It was beautiful. I mean,
I thought they were both working. And then we took the bus one stop.
To the
you could walk it, but it'd be like a half an hour.
Half hour walk. They said 15 minutes. No way.
Like when they say 15 minute walk, it means a sprint.
Yeah, that's the Japanese running style.
Because everybody runs here. Even exit signs have running people on them.
The Ryonji.
Ryonji
Temple,
which was a
Zen
temple.
Had a really beautiful pond there.
Yeah. Well, wasn't that impressive on the way in? On the way out is much better.
It was very nice.
So we ascended the steps in the Zen temple and went in and saw this fabulous rock garden.
15 rock garden.
I didn't think it was that fabulous.
No.
I liked the gate that went around it. It was clay baked in oil.
Yeah, that
was about
nice.
10 feet tall. And it has a huge rock garden with gravel. And the gravel is graded around some boulders that had moss on them. And they said 15 round stones, but I only saw like five big ones.
I didn't even try to count them.
And then they have like the raking around it, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, and it means whatever you want it to mean. The harder you stare, the more it means.
And you're supposed to decipher the meaning.
Right.
So it was inside this big house. It was made of wood. It's kind of reminds me of a tree fort. You gotta take your shoes off to go into all these temples, which gets kind of annoying.
Yeah, it does.
But it was cool. We went
in
there and
without my shoes on.
We walked around and that temple, and then we went back to the gardens behind it. And they had beautiful gardens back there. Maple leaf trees were like small, looked like marijuana leaves.
Yeah, those were nice.
And they were multicolors. So it was a nice canopy over there.
High foliage.
High foliage. This is the ideal time to go, early November.
Or for the cherry blossoms in April.
Right.
I like the color leaves.
That would be nice too. The color leaves, I think, were pretty nice. It's warm too. It's like 60 degrees all week.
Yeah, it's nice.
I don't have my coat on all day.
Funny.
So we walked through the garden and we saw these little prickly things that were soft to cover the ground, and they had all the interesting pine trees. The trees here don't feel like exceedingly different than anywhere else I've seen in America, really. There's some interesting shrubbery that's a little bit different.
I don't see these kind of maple trees anywhere in the U.S.
The small maple?
Yeah, the small maple leaf.
Yeah, I guess those maple leaves are the same, but they're small.
And prettier.
Yeah. And after we walked through the garden, we came back with another view of another lake, pond. It's like a pond, big pond in front of the temple. You want to talk about the pond?
It had some lily pads on it. Mm-hmm. And you could see a big tree that was being propped up from it.
Mm-hmm. It had a little island with a bridge.
No boat. There was a boatman on the one earlier in the day.
Wasn't that pretty when we first saw the water, but on the way out, the view was much nicer.
And then you can see the mountains in the background.
Yeah.
And the tree sides.
Yeah.
It was nice.
So we left that temple. That temple cost $5.
Yeah.
Or 500 yen, which is probably like $4.25.
Not too bad. Then we got on the bus again and went
one
to
more
the...
One more stop. Actually, it was like three more stops.
Ninanji Temple, which is free. Once.
Yeah, that was actually really nice.
That's where we had the Buddhist ceremony of some mm-hmm. sorts.
So we ascended the steps. It was like a half a mile up. And they had a 5-story pagoda, which was almost as nice as the one we saw. Probably nicer.
Probably the same as the one in Tokyo.
In Asakusa. It's on Tracy's guidebook for Tokyo.
Correct.
Which it was very cool. And then they had another big cabin. And a bunch of houses off to the northwest. And I liked those houses because you could see the mountains in the background, mm-hmm. the trees.
That was nice.
It was very scenic, peaceful.
Very serene.
Yeah. So we got out of there. We rode the 10 bus all the way back down near Sanjo, near Gion.
Gion? Oh, we're not quite to Gion.
It's probably like...
We're a little
it's
bit
probably like Gion. Gion.
I think it's Gion.
Sounds too French.
No, that's how the girls were pronouncing it this morning.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the high schoolers on the bus said not to go to this place where they film all the movies.
It's $20 entrance fee. I don't want to pay $20 entrance fee.
$20 to go in and see all these houses. It's supposed to be super tourist.
It says tourist trap in my guidebook, which means it's probably tourist trap.
Yeah, Triton. And they're like, no, don't go there. And they're like, it was called Uzumasa. Iga Maru Michi, which is like south and a little bit west of the Kinkajou Temple. We were still thinking about going to the Arashiyama area.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
It's nice to go in the morning, I think, to the temples.
Yeah, we have this bus map. I really recommend getting the
Yoko
bus map.
That's good.
You can get a day pass for 500
yen. We're supposed
yen.
To pick up this walking map from the tourist information center,
too. We should find that, too. But there's a bunch of dart circles, which are supposed to be not covered by the bus pass, which were probably private buses.
Yeah, when you get to Kyoto, make sure you go to the tourist information center first.
Yeah.
Because it closes by 5.
Yeah, that's good.
And they have lots of helpful information, supposedly.
So we took the bus down to Sanjo, which is the end of the 10, just near the river, to the east side of Kyoto. And what did we do when we got off the bus?
We looked for food.
And what did we find?
We found conveyor sushi belt.
Yeah, which is a first for us.
Which is in my guidebook, actually.
It's really interesting. Tell us about it.
Well, I've had a conveyor sushi before.
Yeah, where?
Oh, San Francisco. It was actually sushi boats, but it was much more expensive. It was like little floating boats around a river.
That's intense.
It was cool. But it was more pricey.
More American.
Yeah, this was a good...
I don't know if they had sushi boats in Japan.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Well, I haven't seen it many places besides San Francisco.
A lot of it is Americanized, like Rainbow Roll, stuff like that. That's all American things.
We had a conveyor belt sushi, which was, everything was the same price. And they count your plates.
Yeah.
It was only probably almost a dollar a piece. It was a little bit over a dollar.
$1.70 for $1.40 yen.
$1.40 yen per piece.
$140 yen or $170 yen. So it's about $1.25 per plate. And it either has one or two nigiri on it.
Correct.
I think the Japanese generally eat nigiri or sashimi.
Correct.
Nigiri is just a piece of raw meat on top of a pad of rice, where sashimi is just the meat. And I don't see a lot. They did have some makis, which are the
rolls.
A few
makis, but very simple. U.S., they make them very fancy, too, so people eat them.
Yeah, the special makis, the double makis. Yeah, I like the double makis. It has a maki with sashimi on top and sauces.
Those are good, too.
I like those a lot.
But we had a very good sushi meal. We had miso soup with clams in it. That's the first time we've had that.
Yeah, it was dark brown.
It was a good soup, though.
It was pretty good. Tracy liked the little tea things.
Yeah, they had a little tea dispenser hooked into the sushi bar, so you just had to put your cup and it would put hot water into it.
And it's totally automated.
That was cool.
Automated sushi.
Yeah, everything was right there and you could get as much as you wanted.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't like as good as a fish market, of course.
Oh, of course not, but we only paid $13.
For both of us.
1,300 yen, which is only like $11 for lunch, a sushi lunch.
Yeah,
and we had it
pretty
easy.
Yeah,
just sea urchin, which we paid like $4
for. Which is usually $4 for one bite.
Yeah.
We had everything. We had two soups. We had 10 plates, which is quite a bit.
Yeah. So they had some raw octopus and raw shrimp, but I'm still not into it.
I don't want to get sick.
Me neither. We did eat some weird... We had raw squid. Which I've had raw squid
before. We had a different
before.
Kind of squid than we had, though.
Yeah, I forget what it was called now. It was like something tail.
Rocker.
Spear tail.
Spear tail, yeah.
It was alright.
Which is interesting.
I like the toasted salmon. Fatty salmon. That's
She's
good.
Been into that.
I like the blowtorches.
It was fun just to watch the little trays.
Mitch does that at Toro. He has a blowtorch. Maybe we can create a new roll when we go back. Cutie-san roll.
Alright, cutie-san. Sounds good. Yeah, that was definitely a highlight of the afternoon. We've had a really good day.
I'm
pretty happy about it.
It's been good.
So now we're trying to wake up a little bit and had a latte. And Tracy had black coffees and cream that she put in.
There's lots of nice bakeries around here, I've noticed.
Right,
we got some food
from
this morning.
Tokyo Hall.
Right.
Oh, that's true. We did have a bakery this morning.
I thought it was good.
There was another one around the corner that looked pretty good, too.
Yeah, we should do some of that. Bring that into the coffee house.
That's
much better.
Yeah, we did that. We were frustrated last night. We came in, had Starbucks, along with some stuff we bought off the cafe, because we just couldn't find a nice cafe.
That's true.
We were just tired.
That was this morning.
Yeah. We were kind of ashamed to do that, but... Oh, well.
We needed to get going. Get something to get us going.
Yeah. We were tired and stressed out by not being able to figure out the tickets or stuff. But now we're doing good, and what's the plan for the afternoon?
Either we can go to the marketplace, I kind of wanted to go to in this area, or we can go over to Gion, the Geisha district.
Yeah.
We need to go to the internet cafe, maybe, or find that tourist information center.
Internet cafe.
Mishiki Food Market, that's where I want to go.
Okay, and then maybe we'll go to the Gion tonight, where there's allegedly... Geisha.
Yeah, so they're doing like a night walk over there. Okay, nice.
That'd be good. And then we'll have dinner.
Sounds good.
Ooh, we didn't talk too much about dinner last night, did we?
Oh, no, we didn't.
We've been in a yakitori
time. We found an excellent yakitori place where you can sit on the floor, which I've been wanting to do the whole time.
What was it called? Like tekatori?
Tekatori? It's not really yakitori because that's chicken.
Yakitori is the chicken. There's like something else that's pig. It's like something tori. So yakitori is chicken.
Tenatori. But anyway, it was excellent because we got to sit on the floor.
Had the best hot dog
in
my life.
And this guy saw us looking in the window, so he came out.
He ran
English
out.
Menu
they weren't even open.
They were nice. They were dressed in nice uniform too.
Yeah, they were nice. I bowed really
low. Two young guys were running it.
Yeah, I learned that when you bow, you should bow all the way down if it's someone you respect, and stay down for a second or two, then come up. Like, you know, almost to like 90 degrees, you know, and you don't have to bow right at them. You just have to bow. Because I saw like two businessmen bowing right next to each other. Like one would bow and then the other bow. You don't have to wait for the other person to go bow. And if it's just someone plate, you just kind of bow a little bit.
So, what did we order last night?
Yakitori.
Yakitori.
Right? My favorite is the tomato wrapped in pork.
Wrapped in pork, that's
bacon.
Right. Bacon.
It's rather, it's like tomato wrapped in bacon.
The mushroom one last night was really good.
The igiri.
Igiri mushroom.
E-R-I-G-I.
We're definitely going to do this when we go home. Yakitori skewers.
Those are really good.
But you need the special yakitori grill, but we'll get by with our own.
I think you just need to sear it. You need a normal grill. Shish kebabs, basically. They also had
asparagus bacon was good. mushroom wrapped in bacon was good.
Yeah.
Chicken, we skipped the gizzard and liver last night.
Yeah, we got like a deal where there was
The wasabi or the horseradish tenderloin.
Pork tenderloin with wasabi on it.
That was nice.
That was really good. Wasabi. This is like a little bit of wasabi on top of it. I recommend that a lot. It's like bar food, I guess.
Some sake.
We sat on the floor, like Tracy said.
We sat on the floor.
I practice all my Japanese phrases.
That's right. We did
good. Getting pretty good.
They gave us a good deal, too, which is very nice of them.
Yeah. They actually did a pretty good deal for what we had.
That's right. It was a lot of food.
What we paid for before.
Right. Much better value.
It filled us up so we could get ready to go back and sleep on the floor. It's all about the floor.
Yes. I like sleeping on the floor.
Sitting on the floor and having sake.
Although I could hear people coming in last night, so it was a little annoying.
Yeah. The walls are thin.
They are thin.
Like paper walls. We haven't been brave enough to use the bath yet.
No, maybe tonight.
Yeah.
So I don't want to use it after someone else has used it though.
Yeah. Well, we got this morning early, so we got to use the shower first.
That was nice.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh well.
Oh well.
I think that's probably good for now.
Yeah.
So, sayonara, Kijiji-san.
Sayonara, Kijiji-san.
Alright. Bye.
Bye bye.